We will come to God by way of either intensity, ecstasy, or intimacy. Christians commonly approach God with intensity and believe that this is what God desires from them. We can try to find our satisfaction in being strong, heroic, and successful while using whatever weapons necessary to win a war for God in order to affect the kingdom of God and the hearts of others. Although God desires our affection, this would be the least satisfying way of expression. Think about your own relationships. Would it be satisfying in your relationships with your children or parents if you received only servile performances from them based on fear, duty, or sheer respect? Many Christians also approach God with ecstasy, wherein we arrive in church with regular frequency to be lifted up emotionally in the presence of God and experience euphoria with God in the moment. We can really feel the draw during the week to experience it again. These ecstasies may be in the form of songs that make us rejoice, laugh, cry, or otherwise express strong emotions for and with God. But once the ecstasy is over, within a very short time, usually within hours or even minutes, the ecstasy has abated and we can be easily ruled by our circumstances again or our daily routine. Then we run from ecstasy to ecstasy, living like an emotional yo-yo. Many times this leaves us largely lonely for God as we inadvertently lose sight of Him and His presence with us when the ecstasy subsides in a short while. Few Christians, it seems, truly experience intimacy with God, even though most would say they desire to have it or think they already do. Intimacy is the state of being fully aware and connected to God's presence in us all day and all night. It might be described by words like belonging, inseparable, warm, loving, affectionate, familiar, and comfortable. This is, of course, the most difficult place to find ourselves, resting in our relationship with God, since we have many things to be responsible for, which end up being distractions from our relationship with God. We have been raised to be self-centered, that is, self-sufficient, and to take care of the things pertaining to our own well-being. This self-centeredness is even taught as a virtue by owning our part of the world or being responsible for our life. But even though in the beginning of the journey to intimacy with God, it seems counterintuitive for us to not focus on the details of our lives and let God handle them, once we have practiced this way of living with God enough, it will be in this place that we find the peace and rest in all circumstances that Jesus promised. It will then be as difficult for us not to think of God all the time as it was difficult in the beginning to accustom ourselves to thinking of God all the time. The ultimate in ministry of the kingdom of God is to reach that point in our experience with God where we can actually resonate with Jesus' words, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Yet most of us have never learned to appropriate these truths in our daily experience of God. When intimacy with God is experienced, we will also be able to express our intimate, passionate affection for God with intensity or ecstasy or both. The reason intimacy is the ultimate experience of God is that when either the intensity or ecstasy subsides, we remain so fully aware of God's love and presence with us that we no longer have the same desire towards sinful behaviors and broken relationships in order to escape our insecurity. In other words, intimacy with God provides a constant supply of love, acceptance, worth, and security from the one that created us with these needs in the first place. Since it is always the lack of one or more of these basic needs that sends us into sinful behaviors and broken relationships, finding ourselves to be fully loved and our needs fully met in Christ will provide the life source to live above sin's power. When we truly love another person, we accept them with no conditions on behavior or speech or mannerisms or refinement. This will be the ultimate evidence for each of you as to whether you have become intimate with God, as our human condition is limited without Christ in us by our measure of selfishness, the antithesis of God's love.